Okay, hello everybody. Thank you so much for coming along to this, the annual parish meeting of Holbridge Parish Council. We have these once a year, as the name might suggest, where we get to hear from our wonderful members of the public a little bit more about the work they do. You get to have a little bit more of an informal discussion with us as we head into the annual meeting of the full council straight afterwards. I'm very excited about some of the fantastic speakers we have today. So I'm not going to labour the point particularly on introducing and welcoming you all here. You're all welcomed, you're all introduced. So any apologies?
Apologies from Councillor Nash, Councillor Walsh and Councillor Hampstead.
Wonderful, thank you very much. Right, well, you all have in front of you a copy of my parish report. So I'm not going to read it out to you verbatim, because I'm sure you can probably imagine how I might sound saying it. But I just want to thank all of the councillors here and the council staff and team and everybody that's been working with them and with us for some of the fantastic successes that we have had over this past year. You know, the community Christmas event this year was fantastic. The most recent one was fantastic, complete with snowy globe that we all stood in at one point, and our wonderful resident elf. yeah, there you go. And all the other wonderful things that we did, and the fact that we got such fabulous feedback from both stallholders and from residents is a testament to the fantastic work that the office staff will do, and all of the fabulous people that help them, including the PTA. I also want to draw focus to our new CCTV system in Paul's Lane, which is far more modern and sophisticated than the system that we've had previously, and by all intents and purposes it is working very well, and that's what we want from a CCTV system, and we're able to access it and monitor it whenever we need to, and it should make sure that we continue to keep members of the public safe, which is very important. On the subject of importance of keeping people safe, it's also really important that we get street lighting that is both effective and time effective, money effective. It needs to be cheap, but it needs to be good, which is why our lovely Holbridge Goes Green rollout project of those street lights has been going really well. I'm really proud of that, and for the work that the vice chair and other members of the council have been doing to make sure that that goes ahead properly and efficiently and effectively. That will continue over the years, but it has been a roaring success. On the speed sign, I know everybody's on the edge of their seats about the speed sign. We have had full approval from the necessary people now for that speed sign, so that will be in place relatively soon.
We're hoping during the summer.
During the summer, so within the next couple of months or so. So once again, keeping residents safe, listening to people when they come here with suggestions and ideas, and making sure that that turns into action. Really, really important, really, really proud, and props again to our wonderful office staff for being so diligent in making sure that they deal with the council, who aren't necessarily the easiest body to deal with when making decisions, but less said the better. We obviously gave some wonderful grants to various different groups, so Riverside Primary School, Windermere Centre, Harbour Club as well, and one thing I'm particularly proud of is the rollout of our new newsletter. I think we can all agree the newsletter has been very successful. We've had some fantastic feedback from residents. I quite enjoy a word search and a dot to dot as much as the next man, so I'm really pleased to see that there too.
It's helped us with the men's sheds.
It helped us make sure that people get access to those Christmas parcels. It's helping us with the library campaign by putting the petition in that. So more people getting access to information about where they live is really, really crucial. And I'm really proud that we've been able to do that as well. And finally, I also want to pay tribute to Michelle Kemp, who is our inaugural Holbridge Citizen of the Year, presented last week outside the school. She is a fabulous, fabulous testament to our community. She helped me cross the road when I was slightly shorter than I am now, so six. But she's also helped generations of young people cross the road, and also give those fantastic safety presentations as well. She is very well deserving, and she was very, very honoured to receive that award. So, you know, what a fantastic thing to introduce to the village. And finally, it was really nice to see so many of you, both councillors and members of the public, at the consultation meeting about the new doctor's surgery a couple of weeks ago, which again shows that people in Holbridge are interested and committed to their village and hearing more information and getting involved, which is really, really important. But enough of me. My voice is very annoying. It annoys me at the best of times. Now I'm going to move on to far more interesting voices. So we have a couple of presentations today. For councillors, for your information, you've been having some laminated echo article passed around today about the wonderful Colin, who's going to tell us a little bit more now about the work that he's been doing and the future as well.
Sorry, it takes me a while to get up, but councillors, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Colin Rickards, if you don't know me. I run, with my wife, a Parkinson's Cafe in Holbridge. We've been running it for 7 years, and we, before COVID, unfortunately, we had nearly 90 members, but during COVID, a lot of them passed away, either through age or COVID. We've still carried it on, and it's been this year our 7th anniversary. So I'm really pleased. I'd like to, on behalf of Parkinson Cafe, to thank you for the grant that you gave us this year. It will help to survive another year where money is quite scarce and funding from other sources is becoming a little bit. Parkinson's Cafe is for people with Parkinson's and their carers to come along and listen and learn. Also, it's for them to say their problems, so that if other people have had that, say, there's a certain thing called freezing. So I have to listen. And basically what it is that if your brain doesn't want you to go there, it will shut you down. And it's happened to me 3 times, where one was on an escalator, I went to go forward, and I couldn't move. And my wife had to come up on the other side and move me around to a lift to get me downstairs. These are the sort of things that I want to pass on to other people who hasn't had this yet, but probably will and won't understand why unless they get this information. So that's what Parkinson's Cafe is all about. It's not to help Parkinson's UK in funding. It's to help people that have got Parkinson's and their carers to find out how we can get a better strain of life. We took a group last year to Brighton Races, and they couldn't believe how close they were to the horses. And also, they couldn't believe that they could go out on their own. This was the sort of thing we are trying to help get them out of their house and start a life. Because, as we say, we're only put on this earth for a short period of time. Make the best of it. So I thank you so much on behalf of Parkinson's Cafe for your generosity. Thank you very much.
I'd like to extend the thanks of all of us here and, of course, the entire Holbridge community for all the work that you do. We're just here making sure that you get some funding. Actually, the work that you guys do at the Parkinson's Cafe is invaluable. And as you say, you know, you can be a lifeline for these people.
Can
I? Of course you can.
One thing?
Yeah.
We do on the second Tuesday of every month, we do what we class as an EFP, which is exercise for Parkinson's. And we've got a guy that comes in, does it for free, and he is a Tai Chi expert, but he doesn't do Tai Chi. Mm. He does the movements from Tai Chi, and we do an hour of Tai Chi of movements, and it helps the joints and the bones. And then we have a cup of tea and a chat afterwards. So it's a 2 hours, but an hour. And a lot of people are coming to that,
That is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Unfortunately, we do have to charge £5 because we have to pay for the room. We don't charge for the cafe itself.
How are you finding the new premises? Obviously, you've moved recently, haven't you?
Ah, yes. The new premises is really good.
Oh, good.
We've got access to the key, so we don't need anyone to help us to go in.
That's good.
It's on the bus route.
It's on the bus route.
Yeah.
And we're getting quite a few people.
From out of Holbridge?
We're trying to encourage people in Holbridge to come, but we're getting more from Canvey, Shrewsbury,
wow.
Even Bishop Stortford. We
have wow.
And we said, well, if you go to the website, you'll find your nearest cafe. Now, we've heard good reports about yours, we want to come to yours. So.
Well, that's
the thing is, I've always said it's Parkinson's Cafe Holbridge, because this is part of Holbridge, and I want it to continue even after. Oh, don't say that. But yes, I would like to generate it as part of Holbridge. I always have, and I always will.
But there's so many different variations of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
We are still learning.
Of course.
And if we get stuck, well, then we phone up Parkinson UK and they advise us. Mm. And we're volunteers for that anyway.
Unfortunately, there is a stat out that if they can't find a cure by 2040, half the population in the world will have Parkinson's.
Yeah. Really?
And that we had about a month ago, we had the Right Honourable
Mark Francois
down to come to our cafe, and he couldn't believe it either.
Mm. He actually promoted it in Parliament.
That's a very...
He's getting around.
Absolutely. You should be, and I'm sure you are, incredibly proud.
Well, even with the Echo last week.
Well, exactly. And again, you know...
Yeah, it's there if anyone wants to see it.
And that just shows, doesn't it, the power of the work that you can do and the power of word of mouth. I mean, I'm not sure how many people in Bishop Stortford are reading the Echo, but...
Was it three weeks?
3 weeks.
We had Angels...
Visiting Angels. They're a care group from Chelmsford.
Okay.
They heard about us and wanted to see what we did. And again, on the website, they gave us a raving report.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. Keep the conversation going. Please come to us if there's anything that you need, any advice you need, any support you might need. You want this to be a part of Holbridge. This is a part of Holbridge. It's the DNA of Holbridge. You know, it's one of those things.
Need to get more people from
yes,
Holbridge.
Absolutely.
We need to reach out.
Councillor Elwell.
Can I ask a question, please? Where did the name Parkinson's originate?
It's from a doctor. Back in, I think it's the 19th century, that actually discovered the tremors. And they didn't know what to call it, so basically they called it Parkinson's after his name. They do have a Parkinson's Day,
which
is the 11th of April, which happened to be his birthday.
Oh.
So that's the name Parkinson's itself.
Okay.
They don't know what causes it. They've had plenty of ideas, but they just don't come up with a solution.
I see. So we're promoting, realistically, moving forward, we're promoting the activity and the work that you do to make sure that people that have Parkinson's now are able to access services and support, but also the research side of things, to speed that up and do fundraising for that.
We can reach out to other countries, like we're in contact with America, Australia, and we actually helped set up a Maltese one, funny enough.
Very good.
It's now called Step Up Parkinson's, but it originated from an idea that because we've got relatives in Malta, we helped set that up.
Fantastic. Holbridge goes global. absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fantastic work. We're very, very proud to have you here. So thank you. Right then, moving swiftly on, I'd like to introduce you to our second major speaker today, the wonderful Chizola, who you may well have seen on BBC One's The Apprentice.
Thank you. Good evening, councillors and members of Holbridge. It's really nice to be here. Thank you for having me. My name is Chizola, and I have grown up in Holbridge, so lived in Holbridge for over 20 years. Didn't go quite go to the primary school, went to Westcliff High School for girls, and then you might have, if you are a fan of The Apprentice or a fan of Lord Sugar, you might have seen that I was on the show, and I'm proud to represent Holbridge, and proud to get the village on the map. It was a really intense and grueling process, but definitely one that, like I say, I'm proud to be from Holbridge and wanted to make sure that everybody knew about our village. So it's just, yeah, a pleasure to be here. I think from just growing up in the village and spending lots of time here and being a part of the community, it's been really lovely to spend lots of time meeting him about the Parkinson's that you do. I work quite closely with got an adopted granddad just down the road from me, and he's got Parkinson's. I don't think he knows about this, so already I'm thinking I'm going to go back and share that. So I think just from being here, I want to be able to say that I want to be able to support the village in any kind of way. I'm really passionate about education, and I think me and Councillor Conover have started talking about support around the library and within the primary school, because those are things that I'm passionate about. I want to be able to support people around education, especially the young people, and show them that anything is possible. You know, me as a young girl from Holbridge, they can achieve whatever they want to achieve, and whatever their dreams are, they can do it, and I want to be able to really champion that, as well as support the community. So yeah, it's really great to be here, great to be a part of this meeting, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on that as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Gisola's being very modest, but she's also done some fabulous work for the Migraine Trust as well, including doing lots of walking and running around Holbridge and other places to raise money. I don't know whether you want to speak slightly to that as well.
Yeah, I put you
on the spot, I do apologise.
No, absolutely fine. Yeah, I've suffered with chronic migraine for over 15 years now, so it's been, very debilitating at times. And I guess a little secret today, I've actually become their first ambassador for the Migraine Trust. They've never had an ambassador before. And actually, we've just finalised that today, so it's hot off the press.
Hot off the press, we get exclusive.
I think it's really important. I know, especially when it comes to migraine, a lot of people don't really understand it unless they know someone who's had it. They think it's just a headache. Mm. But actually, you know, some of the symptoms that I have is I lose my vision, I go like numb down one side, and I literally stop functioning. As well as I'd have to just be in the dark and I'm, violently vomiting. And there's lots of symptoms that come with it, which I think sometimes people don't understand the gravity. They just think, oh, it's just a headache. And most of us have had a headache and you can kind of cope with a headache. But a migraine is just totally different. It can really take you to some dark places at times as well, where you're not able to go to work and you're thinking, am I ever going to be able to work a proper job? Because I'm constantly being, stopped by having these, migraine attacks. It's a cause that I'm really passionate about as well, and trying to raise awareness and understanding for, everyone around the UK on that too.
Fantastic. No, thank you. And again, same kind of conversation. If there's anything you want to promote locally or anywhere else about Migraine Trust and the work you guys do, whether it be events, whether it be fundraisers, like the wonderful walking that you do. Could never do that myself. It's difficult to walk here. All props to you. But yeah, anything you want on those side of things, obviously to speak to the Migraine Trust ambassador is fantastic. But whatever we can do to help on that side, we're more than happy to do so. But thank you very much for coming. I'm sure you've got lots of places that you need to be. So it is much appreciated. And for your offer of help with the library campaign. And with all of the other things to do with the school, etc. And Christmas.
Yes.
Don't forget Christmas, rapidly approaching, he says in the sweltering heat. So lots of conversations to come. We're really, really grateful, for yourself as well, for coming here and sharing your stories with us. This is what Holbridge is about. It's about the work that we can do together, the work you could do individually to make this village what is special. We are incredibly grateful for your time today. The conversations keep going. This is not the end by any way, shape or form. And I look forward to seeing you all again very soon to talk about these kind of things. So, item 5 on our mini agenda. You have 2 agendas today. Please do not get confused. On this mini agenda is the parish public question time. Now, I do note that there is also a public participation bit on the next part. So if you'd prefer to talk about things there because it's relating to the agenda, you're more than welcome to. Equally, if you have general questions, specific questions, either for ourselves, for members of the public that have spoken today, or anything at all, you're more than welcome to ask now. And if you don't, then that's also absolutely fine. I'm not going to pull questions out of you on pain of death. So it's completely up to you. But the floor is everybody's. Yes, Colin.
We've lived in Holbridge for 53 years, and basically we've had no trouble with Lower Road, where we basically lived most of our life.
Yeah.
Well, most of that part of life. But there's a drain right outside of our house, opposite Abbey Road.
Okay.
The amount of traffic that comes down that road now has actually broken that part up. And everyone runs over because it's just out where the inside wheel hits every time they go over. And it's breaking up.
It has been reported several years.
Okay.
And basically, I would like to ask if anything could be done about it, looked at. Mind you, it took me 18 months to get my water sorted, so I'm not. But
all we can do is report it. We can contact the county councillor.
From what
the point is, it's a drain, it's a metal drain about that big. Mm. And when you're talking about 18-wheeler lorries coming down that road,
It
vibrates the head.
Of course, yeah.
We're not the only ones, but...
Yeah.
But I just mentioned it because it's been there for so long.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that we know about it now, so it's something that we can make sure that we monitor. We can speak to as many relevant people as possible and, you know, make the point that this is something that needs to be looked at. I wish I could sit here and say, don't worry, we've got it sorted. If I had the power to do that, we'd have no potholes.
From what we can gather from the highways, we were supposed to have pipes. We even got letters to say that they were going to do that stretch of road from that rain bed to that to the new estate.
Okay.
And nothing got materialised. All they did was repair the roundabout.
Okay.
And yeah, from the roundabout to the bus stop.
And as you're saying about traffic coming down, and we're getting more now because of hot plate, the speed that they come and it's every few seconds.
Yeah.
It's a bomb, 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 bomb.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what I'll do is I'll make sure the office gets in touch with them as soon as possible, hopefully tomorrow, just to make the point.
And it's going out of Holbridge, or going towards Wolfley Lane.
Okay, fabulous, yeah, just opposite Abbey Road, yeah. Fabulous, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any more? Yes?
From the Windermere Centre, thank you very much for the grant.
That's all right.
We really appreciate that. With regard to the poppies, they're doing rather well, actually.
Fantastic.
870 at the moment. Going to make a
fantastic display.
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah. And they're still coming in. We haven't had any donations anymore. They bought that themselves.
Oh, okay.
We're still waiting for where they've got permission to put it out on the outside the library.
Yes, yeah, I'll chase the library for that to find out.
As I say, when we know that, we want to know the measurements.
Yeah,
sort of designing that already, you know, we've got some ideas.
Also,
I know you can't do anything, but I keep being asked about the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to Nicola about it earlier.
Yeah.
Parents, they're coming to us asking why is a Christmas tree in the centre, in the middle, outside.
Yeah.
You've explained it to me, and I understand completely. But they're saying that at the centre of the village, the children are not seeing it unless they go to the Christmas bazaar.
Yeah, they were very much part of it last year when they did the little Christmas stars.
What you said. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm just passing on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all the time, and we can't do anything about it.
No. Of course. Well, do tell them to come to contact us, and then I can explain the situation.
Okay. And also, I've inquired about a banner. You know, on the railings down the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If we could put a banner up there for the Christmas bazaar again, Nicholas explained it to me earlier on.
I can see if I can get permissions for all the railings. Right. If not, we will stage it up out the front for you, as we usually do.
The only other thing is, it would be nice if some of you would attend some of our functions. Like, we have the Christmas Bazaar, which is very successful. We have table sales. I know Angelina's been to them, and I know
Sue does, doesn't she?
And the other lady, one is the cat of the library. She's been to them. But it would be nice if some of you come along.
Yeah,
just to show your face.
Absolutely.
You know, people don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were until I came here. you know, and I know you've got your own time and you work hard, but it would appreciate
of course.
Just to pop in.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're normally on the board, things that can come to, obviously. We just had a party here on Saturday, which was very, very successful.
If you maybe email me over, or I'll ask Sue about your events and I can let councillors know. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And also, if there's ever any events you want to advertise a few months in advance, obviously, within the newsletter, you can let us know about that as well, and that will go to everybody. Yeah? Fabulous. Fantastic.
I must admit, it was a bit disappointing we didn't celebrate VE Day.
Okay.
Apart from someone who did the railings down our end, there was hardly anything unless personal houses. So the council hadn't got anything, and yet you go into Hockley. There was flags from every railing.
Yeah. Most of the flags are done by the businesses there, not the parish council.
But
because we don't necessarily.
There was no advertising for the local shops and what have you.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit disappointing.
No, absolutely.
It could have been promoted more.
Yeah. No, that's.
That is a point, actually. You put it in the bus stop, there's nothing in the doctors, the library, there is something in. But I thought we could put it in the shops as well. There's nothing in there.
I can ask councillors to distribute. We haven't had the time in the office to go to all the shops.
Yeah, okay.
I'll put someone
in
the shops.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirsten.
The poppies.
Adverts for poppies in the shops and stuff like that. Which we can do. Maybe not in May, but we can do. Yeah. Thank you, Kirsten.
No worries.
Right, any more for any more? At all. You can tell us about anything. First time you saw a dog? Favourite colour? Anything at all? No? Marvellous. Okay then. Well, we are knocking at full council annual meeting time. So I will adjourn this annual parish assembly. I won't adjourn it, I'll close it, which is probably a better idea. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank our speakers for popping along as well. It's massively appreciated. If you want to stay and listen to us witter on a bit more, you're more than welcome to. Equally, if you want to get home and watch, I don't know, the chase is done, so you've missed that. But I'm sure there'll be something on. You're also more than welcome to do that. We won't hold you hostage. But thank you so, so much, everybody, for coming along. It's been lovely to see you. And, you know, part of the work that you've been doing has made this year a very special one. So I want to thank you all. And order, meeting closed. Thank you.